Hello, JJ Projects here, John Johnston. I'm here with my son, James, who's 5.
And
we're going to talk, what are we going to talk about? I think we're going to talk about space, aren't we?
Space. And
James
and
loves space.
About the noises of Jupiter.
The noises of Jupiter. What do you know about the noises of Jupiter? What do you know?
It has lots of noises.
Does it?
Yep.
What kind of noises?
Sort of monster noise.
How do you know? Is it wind?
No, it's the magnetic field. It's quite noisy.
Is it? How do we know that?
It's speaking to us.
How do we know that?
The TV said it.
The TV said it. Yep. Your space videos, DVDs, yep. Right. So they've recorded sound on Jupiter, have they?
Yep.
Wow. Magnetic field. Do you think, what about Earth?
I think the Earth would just make a pretty quiet sound, I'd think.
Well, the Earth's got a magnetic field, hasn't it? Do you know about that?
We.
Do you know about the Earth's magnetic field?
Yep. All I know, the outer core and the inner core are so loud and noisy, but the magnetic field isn't very noisy.
Isn't it?
No.
What does the Earth's magnetic field do you think? What does it help to do?
It helps protect the sun's solar magnetic radiation.
Does it? Protects the Earth from radiation.
Yep, and there are only these lights, and there would be beautiful light everywhere, and it would all go dark if there wasn't any magnetic field at all.
It would all go dark. Yep. What would happen if there was no magnetic field?
It would be billions of people killed.
it wouldn't be good, would it? The atmosphere would go. But that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but there are only. There are only lights when the magnetic flare comes towards us, and there are only lights in the close to northern and southern hemisphere, and only a little bit of a radiation gets in.
That's the northern lights, isn't it? And the southern lights, the aurora borealis. Would be great to see that one day, wouldn't it?
Yep, I think we'd need to go there.
Where would we need to go, do you think? Up to which country? I wonder where we could see it from.
I think it would be Greenland.
Greenland, probably, yes. And Norway too.
Yes. I think the tippy top of Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Right. But we're safe from the radiation, though, aren't we?
So I think a magnetic storm is just, when you see that's just beautiful lights flashing odd enough.
Yes, I've seen photos of it. It's pretty beautiful, isn't it?
Yep.
It's pretty amazing. Do you think there's...
Yeah, I think on the top of Canada, where the icebergs have, where the land has drifted away into lots of little bits, I think, at the tippy top would be of this auroras.
Yes, you mean where icebergs are?
Yep, I think we'd be able to see some. Down in South Africa.
South Africa? Well, that might not be far enough south, I don't think. Well, you can see some in New Zealand, south of New Zealand sometimes.
Oh, I know. Dunedin.
Dunedin, maybe, yes. Sometimes I think so. When there's a big solar storm, and sometimes we can see them that far north.
Maybe.
And not Antarctica. We've got 10 seconds left. We better say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for talking about space with me, James.
Okay, just one more thing.
No, it's the end. We've only got 5 seconds left. Bye-bye.